We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
828 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. We've got Tucker Bagley behind the glass. Rob Cherry on the update. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to touch on over the next hour and a half or so on this Tuesday evening. And I just want to start with what we had a chance to listen to a little bit earlier. We'll get to some stuff that happened today in the NFL moving forward with their seven teams in each conference for the playoffs, which I have been a fan of, you know, since the idea came out, and it's officially now in for the 2020 season, which we all, you know, hope exists coming up in the fall. So we'll get to that and some Eagles stuff with the draft coming up in a few weeks. But I want to start with just Cliff Lee, because it was awesome today listening to the game on my ride in. One, it was baseball. Like, last week when we played opening day, it had a weird feel. A fun feel, but it was a weird feel. Like, it felt like it was supposed to be real, but wasn't. Like, I could reach out and touch opening day, but it was from last year. Today had a different kind of feel. It was just, it was so cool to go back in time and listen to that game, that World Series, and that version of Cliff Lee. Because I have noticed this over the past, you know, whatever years now. It feels like Cliff Lee is underappreciated here. And not disliked, but underappreciated. You know, whenever I bring up Cliff Lee's name, or whenever Cliff Lee's name comes up on social media, the first thing, in fact, I think tonight, what was it, Tucker? You saw like three tweets right away. So I put up a poll question we'll get to. But I tweeted something about Cliff Lee. And what was the first three things you saw?
So every response, I think 10, 15 minutes after you tweeted it out was, yeah, he was good, but he blew a 4-0 lead to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Always. Game 5 of the 2011 NLDS. Excuse me, Game 2. They lost, obviously, in Game 5. Game 2, which they lost. And the 4-0 lead Cliff Lee had given to him early in Game 2. That's like the only thing that ever sticks out in our mind about Cliff Lee. So I'm listening today to the broadcast, listening to Scott and L.A. call the game. And Cliff Lee's dominance at that time. Now, you can go back and think about a lot of big-game pitchers. We've had Madison Bumgarner. We have had Curt Schilling. We've had some guys that have done remarkably well in baseball's postseason over the last, you know, I'll say 30 years. You want to go back further than that, we can go back further than that. There have been some great pitchers, and some guys have had great runs in the postseason. But what Cliff Lee was able to do in a Phillies uniform and do over the course of his career in October was special. The guy was a special big-game pitcher. He was a special Phillies pitcher, and I still believe he's underappreciated. And what I realized when I was listening to the game today, I never really kind of thought about it this way, but Cliff Lee was a more important Philly than Roy Halladay. He was a more important Phillies pitcher than Roy Halladay. Roy Halladay is an all-time great. Roy Halladay is a Hall of Famer. Cliff Lee is short of that because his career was shorter and he couldn't sustain it and he couldn't be as great as Roy for as long as Roy was. I'm not saying Cliff was a better overall pitcher. He wasn't. Roy Halladay is an all-time great and he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But in a Phillies uniform, like, whenever Roy Halladay's name comes up, we revere it. We talk about, wow, Roy Halladay, what an amazing Philly. And he was. But Cliff Lee was better and more important as a Philly than even the great Roy Halladay. Their careers, the numbers bear it out. Cliff Lee pitched more games here. He was here for parts of 5 seasons. Halladay was here for parts of 4 seasons. And obviously the last one was, you know, a mess because he was done at that point. You know, the highs for Roy Halladay, you know, the no-hitter, the perfect game, and you know, Cy Young, like, they were probably higher. But in totality, Cliff Lee accomplished more here. He pitched more games. He won more in the postseason. They were 6-1 in his postseason starts as a Philly. Roy Halladay, they were 1-2 when he pitched in the postseason. He helped drag that 09 team back to the World Series. But without him, they don't get there. You know, this isn't – I'm not coming on tonight to knock Roy Halladay. Roy Halladay is amazing. And Roy, we had a treat and we had just like an amazing thing that happened here that we had a chance to watch that caliber of a pitcher at that level for a couple years. But I just find it weird. Like when Roy Halladay's name comes up, it's like, wow, Roy Halladay. Remember when he was a Philly, all those great moments. And we don't say those same things about Cliff Lee. And I believe Cliff Lee was a more important Phillies pitcher. Pitched more, had a lower ERA. In a Phillies uniform, Cliff Lee's ERA was under 3. And Roy Halladay's was a little bit over 3. He was better. He just was a better and more important Phillies pitcher. The Phillies won playoff series. They got to a World Series with Cliff Lee leading the rotation. With Roy Halladay, they didn't. In 2010, they won the NLDS, obviously lost in the NLCS, and Roy struggled in that series. And then in 11, they lose in the first round when they had the two of them together. And that was it. Like the period where they were together was very brief, and they didn't have a chance to go do something special. But I was listening today and listening to dominance. I looked at some of the numbers of Cliff Lee, and man, we were spoiled here. We were spoiled to watch some amazing Phillies in that era. And yeah, they should have won more. And yeah, that team, for as amazing as that 08 run was, they never could do it again. They never could win it all again. But that doesn't mean those players and then the team they put together over the next couple years wasn't outrageous. It was. They were a National League dynasty for 5 years. 215-592-9494. I believe that we underappreciate Cliff Lee, what he did here. It's always like that last thing or that last playoff moment we remember more than anything. I mean, the Phillies were 6-0, and Cliff Lee started playoff games before that game against the Cardinals where he blew the 4-0 lead. I reject the idea that Cliff Lee's tenure as a Philly is that game. No, it's more than that. It's 09, and it's parts of 5 dominant years here. Like when Cliff Lee was on, there were few better pitchers to watch. Like he had an ability, Tom Glavine-ish. I'm trying to think of other guys. He kind of had that same similar vein when he was on, and his command was impeccable. When he was on, you weren't doing anything. Like that game today, as you listen to Scott in LA call the game on WIP late this afternoon, early this evening. You know, Roy Halladay's no hitter in the playoffs. I mean, forget the perfect game was amazing, but that was a regular season game against the Marlins. Let's just talk about their playoff excellence. Roy Halladay's no-hitter against the Cincinnati Reds, which was on TV the other night. So, I know people are kind of fresh in their minds. It was an amazing performance. It was ground ball after ground ball. It was broken bat after broken bat. And it was against a very good Cincinnati Reds lineup. The Reds were really good in 2010. I mean, that was a young Jay Bruce, young Joey Votto, Brandon Phillips. They had legitimate players. But whatever you think of that lineup, and it was very good, it's not as good as what we just heard tonight. Like Cliff Lee went through a lineup that had, I'm looking at it right now in front of me. I'm looking at the Yankees lineup from 2009 Game 1, which we listened to tonight. And I can make a real case of the 9 hitters in that lineup. There are 7 Hall of Famers or borderline Hall of Famers. And for a couple guys that will not go in, like A-Rod and Robinson Cano, the only reason they're not going to the Hall of Fame is because of steroids. Like, otherwise, they were shoo-ins for the Hall of Fame. Cano at second base, and obviously A-Rod is A-Rod. But, like, Jeter, Hall of Famer. Johnny Damon, I say he's a borderline guy with, like, 2,800 hits. Teixeira, borderline guy, probably doesn't make it, but he could one day. A-Rod, he would have been in. Posada, a notch below Hall of Fame kind of catcher. Even Hideki Matsui, who won MVP of the series, I don't include him as one of those names. And yet Hideki Matsui had a ridiculous career and did a lot when he was over in Japan. Cano, a Hall of Fame caliber second baseman. 7 of 9. And Cliff Lee just ran through those guys like it was nothing. The dominance of Cliff Lee was off the charts. And sometimes I think maybe it's because there's so much sports typically on. Maybe it's because we have so many conversations about the now. I think I do this. Sometimes I need a reminder, like tonight was a reminder, of what the truth was. And you rewatch or re-listen to a player like, wow, that guy was unbelievable. Cliff Lee was unbelievable as a Philly, and I believe his career here was more important than Roy Halladay's. Roy Halladay is revered, as he should be, and Roy Halladay is a Hall of Famer and a true all-time great pitcher. But Cliff Lee is a Philly, 5 years, parts of five seasons. His ERA was under three. He won six postseason games here as a Phillies pitcher. And without him in 09, they don't get to the World Series. They lost the World Series in six. He won both games. He won both games of that series the Phillies won, including game ones we listened to tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's start with this. The more important Phillies pitcher, Cliff Lee or Roy Halladay? Because it hit me like a ton of bricks tonight listening and then going back and looking at some of the numbers. The more important Philly was Cliff Lee. For as revered as Roy Halladay was, and for what that no-hitter in that perfect game was, Cliff Lee's importance to this franchise was more than Roy Halladay's. And I say that as a big fan of Roy Halladay. Clayton is up from Delaware. What's up, Clayton?
Hey, what's up, John? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm sitting at work right now listening to you.
Well, I appreciate you. I'm keeping you company here. What do you think about this Cliff Lee thing?
I completely agree with you. I think Cliff Lee was a much more important Philly than Roy Halladay. Loved Halladay, but when Cliff Lee was on, man, he was as good as it gets, and he pitched more big. He was better. He pitched bigger games and more of them for us. He like you said, I was listening to that game earlier tonight against New York, and that series, he won the only two games for us. And people, they always go back to that 4-0 lead that he blew, and that's I don't think of that. I think of that game one of the World Series. He struck out 10, and when he was on, he was as good as it gets in baseball. And I don't know why everybody forgets that. Like, he was unreal.
I don't either. And I'm the same way, Clayton. When I close my mind and I think about Cliff Lee and I picture him in a Phillies uniform, I don't picture 2011 game two. I picture a game like we listened to tonight or just the run they had through that postseason in 2009. And when he came back in 2011 and 20, like I picture those games with Cliff Lee. I picture what he did to help, you know, get them almost to another World Series. I picture all those games first.
Yeah, we should have won that in 2009. He was on that postseason run. He was dominant, and I don't know why. You're right though. Everybody always goes to Halladay this, Halladay that, and he was awesome. But when he was here, we didn't do anything special. I mean, he was good and he was awesome. But I'd take Cliff Lee in a big game any day.
I would too, Clayton. I appreciate it, man. And that's a good call. Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes you take I'll put it this way. I'm not trying to say Doc was a bad big game pitcher because he wasn't. He threw a no-hitter in his first postseason start. But you can have a better pitcher or a better player and rather the other guy in a big game. Like just for this is a more recent example. But like Clayton Kershaw is a much better pitcher than Madison Bumgarner. But if you had to win a big game, you'd go to Madison Bumgarner. And Halladay is a better pitcher than Cliff Lee, but doesn't mean he's more important to this franchise. The more important guy was Cliff Lee.
I think Halladay was more consistent on a start-to-start basis. Mm-hmm. Cliff Lee was capable of greater highs over the course of two or three starts, right? Like, if you think about Roy Halladay's 2010 season, he pitched at least six innings in every single start except one, where he threw 5 2/3. Right, like he was dominant throughout that entire season.
Yep.
We talked about earlier the number of complete games he threw between 2010 and 2011 is
like
still
17, I think, or 18,
which
yeah.
is more than anyone else has in the rest of the decade. The guy retired in 2012 and has the most of the past decade. Whereas Cliff Lee, when I think about him, I think about three straight shutouts in the month of June, and then he did it again in August. Like he had six shutouts in 2011, but then you also have to talk about he gave up seven runs. He lost three starts in a row in 2009 after winning his first five. He really struggled in the World Series as a member of the Texas Rangers against the Giants before falling apart again. Like he fell apart in different parts of his career, and he always came back. Like he always was good. Even the year before he won Cy Young, he had an ERA of north of six.
He went back to AAA. Yeah,
he was bad. He got left off the postseason roster 3 years after finishing top five in Cy Young voting. Like Cliff Lee was far more inconsistent than Roy Halladay, and Roy Halladay's greatness is probably the greatest thing about him was his consistency. The fact that he was probably the best pitcher for a 9 or 10 year stretch in the American League. And I think Cliff Lee was capable of greater things and making things look easy, but he was also capable of falling on his face.
Yeah, and I also give Lee credit for this. I feel like what he helped them do in 09 validated what they were, and I think it spurred them to make the deal for Roy Halladay. Like, 08, they kind of come out of nowhere and win a World Series. They went back in 09. They don't go back in 09 without Cliff Lee. And then I think, like, when a team goes to back-to-back World Series, There's no flukiness. Like, you're like, oh, we're one of those teams now. We're a Yankees. We're a Red Sox. We're, you know, we're what the Astros are now, Dodgers. Like, I think that spurred them to put their chips in the middle for Halliday. I don't know if they trade for Roy Halliday, and they keep pushing, like, Halliday, Oswalt, all this, if they don't get back that 09 World Series. I mean, Lee's importance to this franchise, I believe it is bigger than Roy Halliday. Lee over Halliday, more important Philly. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. You know what I'm going to do when we get back? I'm going to rank the Phillies, the important ones, the biggest and most important ones, the core four, if you will, the big four of that run from 2007, 2011. I'll rank them. We all have our favorite. Utley, Howard, Rollins, Hamels. I will rank the four when we get back on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.